This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Mic check of Dan.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you
go. She doesn't usually talk like that. Hello.
Okay, cool. Right.
Hello and hello. It's hello and hello. There's two very distinct. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and our good buddies John and Les are here. And we're so pumped. It's the podcast where I get paid to talk and hang out with my friends, Serene.
Mm-hmm. But really.
Or Pearl.
Give us 4 seconds of delay. I feel so on top of the world.
And it's true.
I'm 4 seconds higher than you, Pearl.
It's true because Dan will sort of has more in common with Serene.
No, it's
probably
just that I'm actually enjoying his mustache and you're not. And
That's the
pinpoint.
I can't.
Of it all.
I said it's a downgrade, and you know, because he's still wearing the mustache. If you listened in last week, Serene said, "No, it's not a downgrade, Pearl. It's a sideways grade."
Fair. That's a fair point.
Yeah, it's just off the wall.
I actually hate it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I tried it.
You should shave it, but now you're just too proud.
No, I just think it may work for some goals I have.
It gives them negative attention.
That's true.
Sometimes people just need attention no matter what.
Danny's one, right? Yeah.
Easy.
Is that true?
That's easy, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I love attention. Negative, positive, sideways, upside down.
Hey, Serene,
yes,
you got a little bit of
This is not even like, you know, okay, so you know how sometimes we'll bring steak, we'll bring meat, and then sometimes I'm like, no, it's not meat, I've just got a piece of deli meat for you, like a little little
a thin
luncheon
meat.
Deli. But I have one of those 5-calorie snack pack things where you get one square of salami the size of a thumbnail.
Yeah.
I have that for you.
People are going to stay tuned.
Stay
now.
Tuned, though, because this little piece of salami might be the difference between, heck. Am I allowed to say heck? Is that a swear word?
Yeah, heck is an in-between word. It's sideways and it's
if I say it in my New Zealand accent, heck.
Yeah.
That's better. Heck. Heck, Hector.
So confused.
Okay. So, it might be the difference between, 30 pounds maybe.
Oh, yes.
Or so maybe 3. Or maybe 60.
Or a good mindset.
Yeah. But I was having a little bit of a shower genius moment with my mind and me.
Shower revelations.
And it was a New Year's
thought.
That's
where they come. Yeah, yeah.
And I've been trained very rigorously by Pearl to not have New Year's resolutions because she's, I don't know, my whole life she's like, we don't do that. When I was young, when I was like 6, we don't do
agree.
That.
Are you the New Year's Grinch?
I always have been.
She just thinks that you should make them all year round.
Do you come around vacuuming the resolutions of the people?
I just always look at them like, yeah, we'll see where you are in 6 months. That's what I say. My brain tells me, yeah. I like, it's a good thing. It's always good if people are getting fresh and feeling fresh and going with gusto. But I would rather wake up every day of the year with that gusto. Yeah. And that's what I like to train myself to do.
If it's not a lifestyle, it's a lie.
Yeah. Dan, that is the name of your next book.
I stole that quote from a man named Gary Kraft. Gary, if you're listening and you're
he
not.
Already won. Guy with a mustache would steal a quote.
Yeah.
And not say that it was that it, only say that it wasn't him when he was like questioned about it.
No, I was going to follow up. I just wanted it to be natural.
Okay, so actually, mine was more really just this would have come maybe in the middle of the year, except for it came at the beginning of the year because I was around a lot of opportunities to have a green light. Okay, and you'll understand what I mean by that. This little piece of salami. Treasure of.
Can we call it something else? Because I don't like salami. Could we call it
salami.
Turkey
it's
meat?
It's marbled and gross, eh?
Some people love salami, but it just smells like garlic breath to me.
Salami's
okay, so let's
good.
Call it a little bit.
Of course,
bit of,
you're Italian and whatever you are, Spanish, you're something. You like salami.
Something
pastrami?
In me
pastrami
wants.
For him?
Oh, I don't like pastrami.
I hate it too. It's too salty.
Don't do prosciutto. I think that's like raw meat, right?
Ooh, jerky? Yeah. I don't like jerky.
Oh, she hates jerky.
I like.
This is important.
I like deli turkey.
How about a nibble of duck?
A nibble of duck. It's greasy, Dan.
Is duck greasy?
I find.
What about a poached egg?
Can you give us a
chicken,
slight?
Chicken leg's too big for this tidbit of treasureness.
Just half a pickle.
It has to be a form of carnivorous meat.
Because it's
flesh.
It's good. We're going to chew on it.
Ooh. I hate shrimp.
Shrimp signifies something tiny and not.
I know
not
you
to
love
do.
Lamb. A morsel of
a morsel of lamb.
Oh, a lamb chop.
No, it's too big.
A small lamb chop.
A lamb crispy. That's just the little bit that hangs on to the side of the pan.
Oh, that's the best part.
And they are the best. Okay, so it's called green light, red light, safety disco.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
That's the piece of this crispy morsel that's hanging onto
the pan. It's your podcast.
Okay, so we had Thanksgiving, people. We had Thanksgiving. I gave myself a green light. You'll understand. I'll fill in all the information, but I'm just going to paint a vague picture. Okay, then before Christmas, we had birthdays of children. We even had a ball
for one of my
daughters. That was green light plus plus. We had some other birthdays, green light plus plus. Then you've got the lead up to Christmas. And all this was green light. I hadn't told myself green light. It was just, I had just put the shoes on and started running with the holidays.
Okay? Were they disco shoes at the time?
Yeah, they were disco shoes. Okay. Yeah, they were total disco shoes. So I hadn't thought of it in the form of lights, but I'm just telling you, looking back, hindsight, I was green light,
but
green light,
green
light.
This is Serene's green light, not most people's green light. Serene's green light is just crossovers and
Yum plus.
And you're eating, you don't have like times between eating, you're just going for it.
I'm just going for it. Yeah. I'm not going out for donuts and things like that. But that's because it's not my personality.
Yeah. Other green lights are different.
Yeah,
okay.
But it was a definite green light for me. You know, I was eating maybe at 11:30, coming home from some party and having a slice of something in the fridge that was on plan, but like rich in calories at 11:30.
Yeah, cranberry pie at 11:30 at night. That's green light.
Popping some raw cream all over it.
Oh, yeah baby. Yeah.
Okay, so then you're the lead up to Christmas. We got Christmas parties. Every single member of my house, you know, they want to do something special, and that's, you know, a night for the special thing, another night the special thing. It's a lot of green lights, people. And I was in the shower and I was thinking to myself, okay, New Year's is coming up, but my birthday is January the 4th, so I won't stop green light until January the 4th. I'll stretch it a little bit longer because why start a new year when
January 5th, you're going to have green light on your birthday.
Yeah. But my new year, really, for me, my age is so close to the new year, so let's just roll it all in one. So I'm going to keep my disco shoes on until, like you said, January the 5th. Now, I wasn't thinking of it in lights, but then I thought, like, ouch, that's just a lot of freedom, Serene. And freedom's great, but that's just a lot. And then I was thinking, okay, I'm going away with Pearl and Vange. All of our sisters are going away. We're taking our husbands, of course. That'll be nice. But we're going away, and that's for a week.
February.
And I thought, well, there's got to be disco shoes on for that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was thinking, and then my husband has surgery down in Florida, and we have to go there for a week. And, well, that'll be disco shoes for that, because we're not taking all the children.
Yeah.
Forget the fact that he's drugged for the surgery. It's going to be fun for me. So I was thinking of all this in the shower. It was all happening within a split second. And I started, okay, it's the first time at this point in my brain I started thinking of it as lights. I'm like, wow, I've had a green light on the whole time. That's not safe for this car of mine. You know, that's just not healthy. And then I thought to myself, okay, so when I'm going to go out for my birthday, I'm actually going to put on an amber light. An amber light. And then when I go on holiday with my sisters, I'm going to put a green light with caution. And then when I thought when I'm going to go out for my husband's birthday, which is in February, I'm actually going to put on an amber light plus a green light option. But I've got it all in my head, right? But because I thought to myself, if I don't have a light system, then I don't have any rules. I don't have any safety, because if you're like me, you may not have as blinking many children as me. You may have more, but you may have more friends than me. I don't have many friends. I've just got Pearl true. And a sideways Dan, right?
Yeah.
And so you might be just having opportunities to celebrate. Go out to coffee with your friend. It's their birthday. So I'm not just going to have a straight black with a tad of cream. I'm going to have a latte, half and half. You know,
breve, those
breve
are called,
or whatever you call it. Here. Oh,
and they have led to the wider seats in America.
Serene, yes. I'm actually the same way with coffee. I will order coffee and fully describe it, and they're like, yes, a latte. Like, you know, it's like the most. It's a thing already, but I don't know the name, and I never have known the names.
Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, people, if they don't put themselves a light system for their celebrations, then there's just, I think, mayhem to happen. There's going to be crashes.
Yeah.
Metabolism crashes. And I'm going to let you talk, Pearl. I'm going to finish with one more sentence.
I want to find out what the disco one was.
Yeah.
I want to find out if that espresso machine works.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, Danny, stop getting distracted.
I'm sorry.
Let me finish my little piece of lamb here.
Please serve us.
So I was thinking, just because it's a vacation, it doesn't mean it's a holiday. So I consider the Christmas time for me the holidays. And when I think of holidays, I think of no rules. So that's going to be my green light. Mm. Green light.
Yes.
But then I'm thinking, when I go on vacay with my sisters, that ain't the holidays, so I don't have to take all rules away. I'm not going to eat between meals constantly.
But it is vacay.
I'm just going to have maybe a little dessert at night, right?
Yeah.
And so for me, that's going to be like, I think what would I call it? It's not a red light, but it's an amber light. It's like, you know, go slow.
But enjoy yourself.
Yeah, go slow. It's just not a green light. You're not going to just zoom through here, but go slow because there could be a point where you're going to give yourself caution or give yourself a red light one of those evenings when you're away. You know, it's just an amber light. And then I thought there's going to be some birthdays. If I've had birthdays like every day for like a week with all the cousins and everyone around here, maybe some of those are going to be red lights for me. And I'm making the cake for everybody else, but I don't have to have a piece of cake every night.
No.
So I don't know if that helps you. The disco portion is it really is, Pearl. When I wrote that name, Green Light, Red Light, Safety Disco, is because when you're at a disco, you're dancing. And I see this as green light, you got this foot forward, and red light, you're putting this foot back. And it's kind of like a dance. So it's like a dance. So you don't see it as like the light system of safety and it's all boring and all like rules. But it's more like, oh, no, this is a fun dance. This is fun.
You put your right foot out. You put your right foot out.
So it's a point. It's like a fun way for me thinking, okay, this is my green light, red light, safety disco. So I've got my fun shoes on and I'm going to know when to put them forward and know when to put them back. So to me, it made it fun for me. That's all.
Yeah, hokey pokey disco.
Yeah.
But why safety disco? Why the word safety?
Because if I just do green light all the way, there's no rules, I'm going to crash. My metabolism is going to be freaked out. I'm going to gain the weight. Even me, who's naturally kind of a little bit more ectomorphic or whatever.
But we want you to gain a few pounds.
Yes, but the point, it wasn't about that for me.
Yeah.
It was about gut fluffs and a tumultuous windpipe.
That's the name of
it. I was literally going to say,
But it's not really about, John always likes to write these down, but imagine if this was the name of this
party. Serene and the Tumultuous Windpipe.
It's not because you're worried about gaining 60 pounds. It's because you don't like tooting under the blanket.
I don't like tooting under the blanket.
Which is the name of John and my band.
I will try not to toot under the blanket because a good marriage it doth not make. Now, some people believe tooting under the blanket makes a good marriage because you're just so close you can toot.
Well, I can't even watch you say it. Opening the door to my mum and dad.
But I'll hold it in.
I remember opening the door to my parents' room, opening the door to just ask them a question about maybe was dad available to drive me to the library in the morning?
Dad was in there hotboxing.
Well, the methane that met me at the door was all enough to just like blow me back a few feet.
That's dad's methane. We got that what do you call it? Vulcan?
I don't know.
A tumultuous windpipe.
Do we got the tumultuous
windpipe? Did she say windpipe?
From our dad?
Yes, the windy pops. It's the lower pipe, not the upper one.
Oh my goodness. Okay, but that was the best. Okay, but Serene, it's so true, okay?
So if I have green light only, Dan, in answer to your question, I will be in pain. And you know that. You've had gut issues.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pearl.
No, but anybody that's not breaking, that's why we have these wonderful guidelines, and they're not rules, right? Like on Trim Healthy Mama, there's a time to eat, there's a time to stop. Just like in the Bible, it says there's a time to sow and a time to reap and a time to this and that. If you're just doing the time, the one time all the time, then you will get please say the word, voluptuous whimsite. Tumultuous windpipe.
Well, voluptuous what?
It's voluptuous windpipe. Okay.
You will tumultuous.
Get, yeah. Some people won't, but us of the windpipes.
If I had to put a bra on my windpipe, it would have to be large.
Like a pirate.
A big parachute.
Like a ship.
There'd be a lot of wind.
Double D.
Like a sail.
Yes.
We all remember when Father could actually move a boat around a lake just with his tumultuous windpipe.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
There's times for things, right?
Yes.
And in some holidays and some feasting times, you know what? That is green light. Because if we're not doing green light, now maybe that's just green light on plan. For those of you that don't want to do sugar like Serene.
Yeah.
But it's all out celebration, feasting and celebrating the good food.
Yes, it's pretty nutty cheesy, Dan.
Why not? We've got to have some of those days in life, right?
Yes.
But and mine's not completely on plan when I say green light. For me, I mean, because it is, but maybe I'm having an unsprouted grain in my mum's plum duff, but it's whole kumut, blah, blah, blah.
It's not perfect. Yeah. And we are going for it. We're pouring cream.
Pouring the hot custard.
We're doing the hot New Zealand custard. We're doing all those things because we are alive.
Yeah, and we should be asleep, but watching Hallmark.
Yeah.
That's totally corny.
Okay, so there's
and
times.
You have to have plum duff.
There's times for green light, but what Serene's saying is you can't take whole seasons for green light. There are whole seasons for rejoicing, but some of those are good to be amber now. Case in point, my husband, now that we are able to travel and we are.
Yeah, good luck 2021.
Yeah, I know, but okay. But we were doing quite a bit of traveling because I can do my work, you know, from Mexico, from Florida, as well as I can here. And so we were going to warmer places as often as we could. Now, if I'm going to give green light to all them, I'm not going to be a healthy pearl.
No.
Because my green light's different to your screen.
Yes, yes.
My green light will be a little tiramisu after a nice Italian meal. And at the Italian meal, I'm not doing pasta. For someone else, that might be their green light. I'm doing fish, I'm doing vegetables, but after that, I'm doing my tiramisu.
Right.
So that's my green light. But if I'm doing that every night, if I give all my times of my, which should be amber or green, well, goodbye, Trim Healthy Mama. Yes. Goodbye all the work I've done. Goodbye my health. Goodbye my, you know, I've done well these 50 years. My next 50 years aren't going to be quite as healthy because I'm going to be sugared up.
Right. And just think of all the people we know and the little cute little hole-in-the-wall cafes and all this kind of stuff. You'd have to be like a total introvert to not celebrate very often during the year. And so some of those don't always have to be green light plus.
But I love that you put your disco shoes on for your amber and you're doing the hokey pokey because amber is wonderful.
Yes.
And there's freedom and amber's a beautiful color.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what is a beautiful color? The color red.
It is.
Oh,
it
is. The color red is a stunning color.
It is. Good color.
It doesn't just mean no fun or rules. You know what it means? It means
I'm going to enjoy my green when it happens.
Yes, I'm going to enjoy the green, but for now, there's such beauty in red.
Hey, red for me often means no headache, no nausea.
Yes, and red's it means I'm going to follow these guidelines and I'm not going to be causing any traffic accidents with my body and it keeps me in check. And red is actually my favorite color. Red is a wonderful color. If we could just look at the red light and say that's our favorite color.
And can I tell you, to those who find it super favorite because of their personalities, because they're good at control and things like that, put your disco shoes on and allow yourself to come into the freedom of the green light.
And the amber, yes.
And the amber, because some people may be like I used to be before Pearl gave me like some good counseling sessions. There was a thrill that I got from control, like that I never swayed out
red.
Of the plan.
You lived in red.
Yeah. And so I lived in red and it was a healthy red. It wasn't anorexic red. It was good, but it was never something that veered.
Colored outside the lines.
The colored outside. Exactly. But you know, there has been a lot of health for me in allowing myself to be green.
Amber thy did not make.
Yes.
Do you think a lack of self-control comes from an abundance of busyness or stress?
No, I just think it's from not setting up your options correctly in your home, not taking some time to make all, we've done potties on this, make healthy choices easy.
I don't think it's from like stress because I think Pearl has been through some very stressful times.
Well, so
one of the most stressful times in my life was when I was up in the hospital with both of my sons, one fighting cancer, one, you know, totally in a coma from a car wreck. That was the time I was probably the most stressed, but I stayed on plan the most because I realized that I was going to need the health.
Right.
Wow.
So I feel like stress does not have to be, say, well then, I'm stressed, tick, it's going to be a ruination.
And like Serene said in one of the recent parties, you know, if people could say, I don't have time, right? But then COVID happened. A lot of us had more time because we weren't running around everywhere. We weren't even at work. We weren't allowed to go out to restaurants. So many people just put on pounds. So it wasn't the time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So then that's an often excuse then that I hear is that life is stressful and I don't have time and therefore
they believe
I can't.
I believe they believe it, but they're just lying to themselves. I've lied to myself.
Yeah.
Before.
And they haven't been taught how to make, you know, the easy, they haven't invested in making healthy choices, your way of life.
Yeah.
But anything takes investment, takes work, and then it pays off.
You know, I feel like, people ask the question, can you eat this on this diet? And I feel like Trim Healthy Mom is different because you guys are just representing cause and effect. Like, you're not telling people what they can and can't eat. You're saying, if you eat this, this will happen. If you eat this way and these combinations, this will happen.
No, it's so true. And I think that we've come into more of that. Like, you know, when we first started, we were coming off, Serene was coming off veganism and things like that. And I was a whole grain Jane and things like that. And so we realized some of the damage we'd done to our body. And we were like, ooh, potatoes spike your blood sugar. Let's call them off plan for now. You know, maybe it could be a rare crossover. And now we're like, hold on.
Yeah.
They come from the ground.
That potato that grows from the earth?
They're on plan because God made them. They haven't gone through any processing. Mm-hmm. Let's just figure out where they fit.
That's right.
Okay, everything, and let's figure out what they do to your body, and maybe you're going to thrive on them. Someone over here, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big time to that, Dan.
Yeah, the earth is really love your, recent push with CBD too. At first I was like, oh, everybody's doing CBD, why do we need to do it? But man, that comes from the earth.
Yeah,
that is a given. Like, I've been asking that question lately in reference to red lights and green lights. Is for me a green light is often, what part of the earth did this come from? And if stuff is provided by the earth, you gotta wonder, if you're not eating it, what are you eating?
That's so true. And I want to also touch on, a lot of people say, well, you're putting this fun little spin on it, but it just seems like rules to me, and don't take my joy away. You know, if it's a celebration, I want to go to celebration. I want to be green light every celebration. But I was reading this verse. I always like to bring a little verse. In Proverbs 15, actually, chapter 15, verse 21, it says, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. And I was starting to think about that, and I'm like, some of the things we think are joy, like, just give me my joy, just give me my pleasure, just give me what feels good, just give me this freedom. But sometimes that's not wisdom, and it's folly, and you're actually having joy in the folly.
Yeah, and clinging to the folly.
Yes.
Wow, that goes right against that. Whatever makes the corner of your mouth lift, do that.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy, like that. That's how you know that you're on the right path.
You can be happy wrong.
Yeah,
you know, you can be wrong happy, and it's going to bite you.
Or you can be temporarily happy, but over the long course of your life, there's consequences.
And then the last part of that verse said, "But a man of understanding walketh right."
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, it could be just folly that you're clinging to, and you're calling it joy.
Yeah.
But if you have understanding, you're going to walk right, and walking right is joy. Because you're gonna have the right consequences. You're gonna have that health. You're gonna have that perfect balance. You're gonna be able to be free and have the feasts, but also know when to pull back.
What do you think that, Serene? Can we get practical? What do you think? So we've got. Let's talk about them. All these lights, what they look like practically on the Trim Healthy Mama plan, and they'll be different for each person.
Yes, but definitely. Let's do that. Can I just say one thing?
It doesn't mean that.
Like, an amber light to me doesn't mean I'm taking away pleasure as much as I'm going to me, how I thought about it in the shower, and this is all coming quick, but it's longer to explain, but how I would it's more of transferring it to be like replacing it with something else. So I thought to myself, okay, in holidays, it's really about food. You know, it's just food freedom at all hours, all times, you know, and for me, you know, just a lot more looser, and maybe it looks tight to somebody else, but it's looser for me and the what I eat. But say I'm going on a vacation for you, Pearl, with you, it's not all the pleasure is going to be about food. I'm not going to have the full green light on that. I'm going to have the amber light on that, but I'm going to have green light on. Maybe I'll just let myself, you know, I like to get in bed by 10 normally, but you know, we might just be talking on the deck together, all of us girls, till 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You never know. And maybe it's going to be other things, a walk on the beach, or maybe you don't go away to beach places. Maybe you just go away. Maybe you don't even go away, but maybe you're celebrating something. It can be maybe like, I'm going to have a nice bubble bath. And when I get out, I'm going to, you know.
But that's sort of like rewarding yourself. Yeah. But for amber light, to me, it's like, it's not all red light. You're not in the perfect guidelines of THM.
But what I'm trying to say about rewarding is celebrations. Oh. You want a reward.
With
this
food,
is a special occasion, but the reward doesn't always have to be food, is what I'm trying to say.
True. Yeah, I get you.
So when I say I'm going to have an amber light on the celebration, it doesn't mean an amber light on festivity or fun. It just means an amber light on my food. Yeah. But it's full. I want to tell myself I can replace that festivity with something else. Mm-hmm. Food doesn't have to be my only comfort, my only source of preciousness, you know.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
At nighttime, I'm like, holidays, okay, have that little piece of plum duff before I go to bed. I'm hungry, I'm up. No, but like if it's like my birthday, I'm hungry and I'm up. I've already gone to the nice restaurant. I'm just going to have a nice bath in the evening instead of another piece of pie.
Yeah, yeah. And but you're saying sometimes on green lights, no, we just almost should have that other piece of pie, you know,
yes.
Because it's like we're living and there's feasting and then there's not feasting. And there's times, like Ecclesiastes says, there's times for everything. Like for me, so I'll talk about what, now that you've put this whole system into lights, I guess I'll just talk off the top of my head what lights look like to me when I'm thinking about it. So red light would be, and that's what many of us do when we're in the new year, I guess.
Yeah.
We hone things in, we rein things in, we make systems. We're like, okay, I'm eating on plan. I'm waiting my, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours between meals. I'm having an S and E. Sometimes I'll have maybe a crossover because that's still on plan because for my weight, I can have crossovers. But I'm not, you know, and I'm not just like having my lunch and then going back an hour later and having that extra piece, you know.
Yeah, or finding a cheese stick in your purse and,
just
mindlessly eating it.
Just doing it right after lunch. And so I'm having great meals. I'm eating all my veggies and I'm doing the things and I'm drinking all my water and I'm just really in tuning into my body and giving it what it needs to be healthy. And I'm keeping within the guidelines. So to me, amber is what I do when I am on vacation because I want to maybe experience the foods of that culture.
Yes.
So maybe I will have a meal that is completely, well, it's not going to be, okay, I'm going to have the bread roll and then I'm going to have the lasagna and then I'm going to have the sugar dessert and I'm going to have a soda.
Amber is what you described, a fish and veggies at the Italian restaurant and then the tiramisu.
Yes, but I'm not going to have tiramisu after each meal.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm going to have it maybe once that night, the next night I'm not going to have it, but I can certainly have it the following night. Things
that's
like
right.
That's amber. That means I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm not going to be like a total zealot, but I am going to
have
not
caution.
Caution, but I'm not going to undo all the progress that I made. I'm going to look after my body and honor it. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And then green. Green means go.
Yes. Like, I wanted to put the amber in my heads on some of the nights at Christmas time. I was hungry. I'd been up. We really watch too many Hallmarks at Christmas time, our family, because we're not like TV people or video people, but it's like
I can
Christmas
do about
time.
A quarter of one
we
Hallmark.
Love how Z grade they are, like the Z-est grade they are, the worst.
Oh, you
that
love
gets
that.
The A+. We want it to be so corny so we can like, you know, like
you want them to slow zoom in on the daughter just with a crocodile tear coming down that face.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, when's daddy gonna be home?
Yes, exactly. We just love to kind of like corn it out and just to
I'm against
anyway.
It.
You're again it.
I'm again it. Because
anyway,
they're always the dad's always the bum who's at work too much.
No, these are loved ones. We do the Christmas
she does the
Christmas
romance
muffins
ones.
And the Christmas
and dad's present.
You know, they fall in love while they're baking.
It's not
the
big
muffins.
About dad. It's always about one of the two characters was gone and they come back to the small town.
Yeah.
And they
that's
meet the
it.
Other person.
That's totally it.
Town.
Oh, and they realize that all that ambition was vanity.
Well, they have to come back to the small town to save a building or because you know,
right.
they inherited something.
And they find
you
that happiness
too,
is really
yes.
Really there. It was there all along
yes.
and you got sidetracked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
See, I disagree with that too.
And you
but
have
go
to
ahead.
Wear it with your Christmas socks and your cozy jammies.
Mm. Are you still watching them? We're well into the
no.
new year now.
No,
I think those are part of the government keeping us all poor.
But listen, I would think I'm hungry. I should be asleep, but I'm awake because we're watching this way too late. I'm thinking to myself, my amber brain says, go and have yourself a trimmy with 1 teaspoon of MCT.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have like some rainbow peppers on the side for crunch, but you know it's basically no fuel. But I told myself, you go down there, and you like dig at that.
Dig into the cranberry pie.
Yeah, you have a good dig. Cranberry
pie. Extra dip of honey.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt like I was actually doing health for me because I'm one that stays in red too often.
Yeah, so that was pleasure.
That was pleasure.
Capital. Yeah. And that was good. So that was green lights. You said on the side, you said your green peppers for crunch, your peppers.
Yeah.
I don't like that on the side. I've tried your thing. Yeah. I see you bite into those mini rainbow peppers and you have a look of love. I don't, but guess what I've grown to love. And it just sounds so diety and silly, but I love.
That was a love.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pure.
I love baby carrots.
Oh, I do love baby sweetness carrots.
And the organic ones, because don't get the non-organic ones. Pay 20 cents extra, right?
Yeah. I know.
Man, and if ever I'm not full after my meal at night, because they're fuel poor, right? I mean, you can't really eat enough.
No,
you
burn so much energy chewing.
chewing the dang
and
carrots.
And I love the crunch, and they're so sweet to me these days after all these years on THM, because you taste their sweetness, after
not. They're so good too, Pearl, for estrogen, natural estrogen, correct dose.
And, I used to look at baby carrots.
That to me?
Yes.
Once. You said you have to have a certain amount of carrots every day if you're wanting to.
Carrots really can help people that are estrogen dominant.
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to look at them, sort of look down my nose at them like they were rabbit food, diet food. Only dieters that count calories would have baby carrots. Mm. But then I just kept buying them, and my kids would sit there and eat them with ranch. Well, I don't want to ingest a lot of ranch in my body. So I just started just like putting them, just a couple on the side of my plate at night.
Yeah.
And then I grew to love them over time, and now I just like crave them.
Yes.
I agree with keeping carrots in stock, like in the fridge or broccoli or something, because everybody in between meals is going to be like, I'm starting to feel it. You know, and carrots and broccoli.
And it can get you in that last hour before when you're making the meal or something. Yes. You're really starving. Yeah. Crunch on the carrots.
And it doesn't wreck the meal, because if you crunch on the bready, nutty, cheesy, your meal's wrecked. You feel guilty for every bite of your meal.
And you're sort of not hungry.
And why did I even cook this thing? And now I've got to do the dishes for what I've cooked, and I hated it anyway because I was full and I felt like a stuffed porker.
Real spiral.
But hey, listen, talking about veggies that are simple and that you love, and you did a potty once, Pearl, where you were talking about just the wonders of purple cabbage.
Yes.
Oh, so is it
was it purple potatoes too?
Yeah, purple. Anything purple.
Okay.
Anything purple is like 50 times the flavonoids.
But she did a purple cabbage cabbage challenge, where she was telling everybody to switch over to purple for a while as a challenge, and to see, to see how much purple cabbage you could have in a week. Well, I went away on the right after Christmas with a wonderful family.
Yeah, the Hartmans.
Yeah, the Hartmans. Awesome. You've heard of them before if you've been listening to the potty regularly. They went to Israel with me, and they came and did a potty when we came back. But anyway, their daughter, she just steams up cabbage till it's kind of tender/crispy.
Okay. Little al dente?
Yeah, little al dente. And
You speak Italian.
And then she puts, like, for the whole cabbage, she puts like 1 teaspoon of butter as it cooks, and then just sprinkles Cajun all
over
it.
What do you mean as it cooks?
It's cooked. After it's steamed, whatever. Just
okay, she does that to purple, because if you boil purple, the purple goes in the water.
Yeah, and she cuts it like rough cut, so it's kind of, it's not shredded small.
Okay.
It's not whole, big, huge pieces like
size
a piece
your
of
pinky?
Toast. No, just like the size of a Frito-Lay.
The thin Frito-Lay?
Like a corn chip thing. Ooh. You know, like one of those corn chips that you dip. Like,
you mean a Cheeto.
Yeah, but no, like there's corn chips that you can dip into avocado and they have guacamole and they have a scoopiness to them.
Oh, that big.
Well, cabbage has little holes and little houses and little places for dips to den.
Like cubbies.
Dips to den.
And so I just liked it straight. But if you dip that into, they had guacamole instead of the corn chips. I just dipped that into it. The purple cabbage, I came home after that trip and I have just been downing purple cabbage.
Because are you dipping it or are you just eating it plain?
Sometimes I just eat it plain. And sometimes
You steam a bunch, then you dress it with either MCT and mineral salt or butter or Cajun for the whole thing.
Yeah, and she just left it there, and then through the day, people just ate it whenever they walked past.
And so you don't have to put it in, you just leave it. It doesn't have to be hot, no?
Well, it's nice when it's hot, but it's just as nice when it's cooler.
And you can use it for dips or you can just eat it.
Just eat it.
Ooh.
And so it was kind of there with dips, and I was just like so healthy on this holiday because of that purple cabbage.
That's good. It was good. A winner. Good, good, good. What's her name that did that?
Was
that
Oh, Hallie Hartman.
Oh, Hallie.
Good old Hallie Hartman, Friends good. Of Autumn.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Jan, what is green light, red light?
It's really the summary of disco. Trim Healthy Mama with a visual.
Yeah?
It's really what it is. It's self-control. Trim Healthy Mama, I don't even care if you think I'm wrong. I don't think it's a diet book. Like,
no, it's not a diet book.
I'd say you
book.
Agree. I mean, I've always seen, as I've understood it, having never read the book, but thoroughly hearing the book from your lips day in and day out, and then week in and week out once you fired me. Mm-hmm. Really believe that it is just a cause and effect book. You know, it's just here is the reality of the science of how things affect your body.
Right, but what Serena's asking you, and I think you missed the question somehow.
I was getting to it.
Okay. The mustache, bro.
just give him a minute. He's a late bloomer. I mean, I just started thinking about money and stuff like 5 years ago. So okay. Just relax.
I'm going to see if you get there. Right now, I'm not believing you're going to get to the question.
I'm going
to
get it. Okay. The thing I think about red light, green
All right.
light is that it is the summary, full circle summary of the essence of what you're talking about. And that is really getting your head on straight about food and being able to have self-control to where you can self-govern what is appropriate and what is not appropriate without rules, without saying this is always red
right.
or off
okay.
plan or this is
there.
Always green
oh,
or
yeah,
on
that's
plan.
That's the disco is the juggle. Good on you.
It's the dance of, and that's really, I think, the mature, trim, healthy mom woman
yeah,
is the woman who or may not even be at goal weight yet.
Yeah,
but
oh,
has,
totally. No.
Has crossed a definitive bridge, and that is, I have self-control.
Yes.
That's
but
a, that's
I like,
a
I don't even like control.
Deal.
I like self-govern. When
sure.
you self-govern yeah. that engine, yes. It gives so
it's
much more power.
Yeah, yes. you phrase it
but
how you
But you said
like.
It, Dan.
I'm just using a Bible word, self-control.
So it's like you wear the red light sometimes as a sash. Mm-hmm. It's like a proud sash. Like, you know, I'm taking
missed.
Care. I'm taking care. I'm governing yeah. this engine, you know. It's
yes.
like, you know, it's not like slap on the red prison light, you know.
No.
The red and white stripes.
I know, but today I'm wearing the green
red,
sash.
And not historically, not
And guess what? The green sash is sometimes very good for us too,
oh,
isn't
it?
Is
oh,
it not?
It's so healthy.
And yes, the black, sort of like the belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
As Leslie said, it's like a black belt in karate, but it's a red sash. So I'll give you a B for that one. I'll give you the B minus.
I gave Leslie the shut it down, the cut.
Keep it in.
Leslie squeaks like one sentence, and I'm like, hey, we're trying to do a podcast.
No one can hear Leslie from over there. The only time they hear is her cute laugh because everything else is too quiet.
No.
I think we're good, family.
Yeah, good. What are we in?
36 minutes.
The clock only phases Pearl because she's the...
Because I'm the timekeeper.
She's the timekeeper.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Serene, I want to talk to you about our Trim Healthy Mama Journey app.
Can I tell you something? The other day, my son stormed and, Mama, you were so excited that you guys have got this app that's hit what? It hit something or other. Best-selling number one app of all such and such. I don't know. And I'm like, what app? You mean the app we've had out for like 2 years? They're like, Mom.
No, that's the analyzer app.
Yes. They're like, no, Mom, your voice is on it. So I didn't even realize when I do all this work here with John that it was for a journey app. He just said, talk about this. And I'm like, I'd love to talk about that. And I talked about it, but I didn't know. Tell me, Pearl.
Okay, you need to just hush up now and I'm going to tell you about the app. We didn't tell Serene because Serene is not like the rest of us in that she doesn't know where her phone is. Like if she ever answers the phone when I call, I'm like, hallelujah chorus, right? I have to go to her house to talk to her. So Serene will probably never be on this app because her and phones aren't besties. But for the rest of us, oh my goodness, what a tool. I am loving this thing. Serene, what you do is you go and it chronicalizes your whole Trim Healthy journey, right? So it's a tracker, but it's not like an obsessive tracker where you do macros, carbs, calories and all that. But you log your meals.
Ooh.
So you take a picture of them and then you have people that follow you and you follow others, right?
Oh, that's so fun.
Every single meal, when you put it in there, it asks you to pick, is it an S or E fuel pool, not on plan crossover? So you pick that.
Yes.
It labels it.
Yes.
Then is it a lunch, dinner, breakfast, snack, sip or whatever? You pick that. It labels it. And then you can write a little bit about it. And you can keep it private or you can just post public.
Yeah.
And so then everyone gets to see what you eat. I've been I have been...
Did you put your green oatmeal on there?
Yes. I've shown people you my did? Green oatmeal using the Dynamic Duo Greens.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And some people are like, I could never eat green oatmeal. And now other people are eating green oatmeal just because
it'd be the best for your children, eh?
Yeah.
Like dinosaur guts oatmeal.
But anyway, so it's so good because it keeps you accountable because people are sort of like watching what you eat and then you get ideas from others. I've got so many ideas.
Right, because you're not very proud if you've got nothing to put up but half a McDonald's burger.
Exactly. So it really makes you think, and I'm always thinking, well, hold on, people are going to look at what I eat. Where are my veggies, Pearl? So on my plate, my veggies go, ooh, right?
That's so good.
And it's so fun. And then there's so many areas. Like there's our panic buttons. This is what people
are
loving. It's
almost like a fake it till you make it thing like Danny would talk about, right?
Yeah.
You just got to like put these meals up, act like this is how good you'd normally be, and then it will be you.
And if it's not on plan, you just put it out there and you're like, hey guys, this is life. And everyone's like, that's okay, get back on. And so, but this panic area, people are loving that so much. It's when you and I recorded all these scenarios for like,
I was wondering why we were doing
that. I'm about to cheat. And then you and I just swarm in like super trim, healthy mamas and talk them out of it.
Yeah.
So there's all that. You guys, if you're not on the app, get on the app. It's cheap. It's like a one-time price of $7.99. That's it.
Wow.
We'll keep updating it. We're getting more and more things for there. But it's so worth it because it's motivational. It's inspirational. It's encouraging. It does all the charts and stuff. If you look at the scale, you don't have to, but then it will chart your progress down and all of that. But it is so fun. And I think it's a great tool for this year. It's helping me, and I've been doing this for like years.
I know, you came to me the other day. You're like, Pearl, Serene, I've been having so much fun on this journey
It is fun. It's totally fun. And so you can get it for Android or
is it
Apple,
worth
right?
Me, like getting involved with my
everyone
phone?
Keeps asking me, do you think we'll soon see Serene on this app? I'm like, probably no chance because she doesn't know where her phone is.
I dropped my last phone in the toilet. Not me. Sorry, I was potty training a toddler. Yeah.
But I don't know, one day maybe you might like log one meal and everyone will be like, what?
Well, my famous yuck yum.
Yeah, should we just posting a yuck yum every meal? Here it is again. Okay, you guys, I'll see you on the app.
See ya. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be trim healthy mama.